Hey everyone, this is Lana with WZIP's Late Night Local Talent, and today I'm sitting down with hip-hop artist and CEO of Grind Never Stops, the wonderful Tashe.
What's up?
So thank you again for coming in here. Really excited. And the first thing I definitely want to talk about is you recently dropped your new EP, Mission Statement 2.
Yes.
So how is that process?
Yeah, ever since I dropped it, my Spotify followers have been going up, my listeners. People are liking it. They're loving it. Mission Statement 2 was dropped, you know, February 10th, and it features my engineer, actually Infinite Capacity, aka Justin Kirkpatrick. But it's going well. Like, people are liking it. People are making, you know, small videos to them and posting it on social media. So definitely got other people promoting it. And yeah, it's going well. I'm proud of the project.
Awesome. And you mentioned working with Infinite Capacity. So how's that been?
It's been great. So that's actually my engineer, and we've been working together for about 5 to 6 years. I met him in like 2018, and ever since I met him, it was just a connection, you know. Yeah. And I just think that you should always, you know, look for a producer or an engineer that you could connect with, because it's about relationships, you know. Mm-hmm. And now I call him my brother. So he is the reason why people hear me on a track, like the audio. He's the reason that it sounds so good. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. How did you guys meet?
Actually met through one of my cousins. He had played a song for me in his car. And I was like, who makes that? And then he was like, yeah. He's like, I can get you in contact with him. And I was like, cool. And it was actually one of his friends. And when I got in contact with him, I set up a studio session. It just went from there. So.
Yeah. I personally love the album, and I was telling you earlier, my personal favorite is probably Anyone. So what's your personal favorite song off of this new EP?
My personal favorite song off the EP, I would have to say probably Wake Up.
Why?
Because I feel like it's so energetic, you know. Actually, I'm between Wake Up and Anyone. It's kind of hard. Like, yeah. Wake Up, it's a song to, like, you could really play it in the morning and get up, and it could really, you know, play it on your speaker, and really it could get you hyped. But Anyone is like talking about not comparing myself to anyone. You know, like, I do believe I am my own individual, and I do believe that, you know, people should be themselves, you know, no matter what. And I make music to inspire. So it's like really to inspire someone else to just go out and be yourself. You know, if you make music, make music, being yourself, being your own individual, any type of career that you want to tackle, just be yourself within, you know, what you're doing. But I just encourage people to be themselves regardless, you know, because I think it's dangerous to try to be someone else. Mm-hmm. Because if you're yourself, you're more authentic. I think that's just better to be that way, you know.
Yeah.
For sure.
And like, growing up, what kind of influences did you have to write this motivational songs and lyrics?
I grew up with not a lot of money, right? Like, my mom, she was a single mom, and I seen her get up no matter if she wanted to get up or not, you know? And she raised me and my sister, and it was just that seeing her just take care of us, you know, regardless of what she had to do. So it was like, that was motivation to me, just to see her do what she had to do, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm going to write music that can encourage somebody else, because we all need that person, you know, in our ear to say, hey, you can do this. Hey, you know, you are capable, you know. And everybody doesn't have, they don't have that person in their ear, you know, saying you're capable and you're able, you know what I'm saying? So I prefer to be one of the voices in someone's ear to say, hey, you know, I'm behind what you're doing. I support what you're doing. And even if I don't know you, you listen to my music, it's like, it's kind of like I'm talking to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's kind of like I'm talking to you. So I just want to, you know, encourage people to do better. And, you know, when I was younger, I didn't really believe in myself that much. And then as I start getting older, it was like, I just start getting that confidence, you know? And I was like, I want to give other people that confidence, you know? Yeah. So.
Love that. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that you grew up in Orville, Ohio. So
yeah. How
was that too?
It's, you know, it's a small town, farms, gas stations, couple of fast food places, you know, not too much going on there. I believe that it's not about where you live at. It's about the moves that you make. So even though, like, I grew up in a small town, I didn't let that stop me from, you know, I'm in a small town and nobody's going to listen. And, you know, no, like, it's about the moves that you make. So it's pretty dope, like, that I still live in Orrville and I can still connect with people that are outside of town.
Wow, you still live there. That's really awesome.
Yeah.
And how has that, like, affected your music, like, inspiration? And do you have anybody that you also, like, see and influence your kind of musical talents?
In high school is when I really start going to the studio, and J. Cole would be someone that I am super influenced by. The way that he writes, you know, the way that he would flow, the positive messages that he would have in his music, and that's also what made me take my music serious as well. Definitely, I would say J. Cole.
That's very cool. So I also wanted to mention you were so awesome to bring in these awesome newspapers, so I want to hear about this cool little shout-out.
So I write all the articles that is put into Orrviews for me as an artist. I've also written articles for Grind Never Stops. But I've also, like, when I write articles and if I do shows for, like, other promoters, I will stick their name into the article, too. So whoever's involved, I always stick their name into it. But we did shout out 88.1 WZIP in the newspaper because, you know, it was my first time, you know, on the radio. And I was just, you know, super proud of myself for that, for sure.
And thank you so much for the shout out. We appreciate that, too. Also, you're the CEO of Grind Never Stops.
Yeah.
So what does that entail?
A lot of responsibility. I have a team, though. So there's me, Monica Burns. She is the founder, actually. She created the name Grind Never Stops Entertainment, and she actually creates our merchandise, which we sell merchandise at every single showcase. And then you have Jake. He's our photographer. He's great. You have Aja Bell, she is our secretary. And then Tyler Gaines, he's our president. So I have a team behind me that so I don't have to take over all the responsibility, right? But being a CEO, you know, it is my job to make sure that everything falls in line. You know what I'm saying? It is my job to make sure notes are written. And being a CEO is pretty dope. I'm still learning, though. I'm like a learning CEO, right? It's just a lot of responsibility. But I love it and I enjoy it because I enjoy letting other people shine. We create these showcases, and it's to have the artists come out and basically get on a stage, present their talent in front of their friends, family, fans, and we also give commission from each ticket. So it's not just us. They're just coming in paying for slots. We're giving them tickets to sell so that they can make money off of it too. So I just believe in letting other people shine. Because I can shine all day, right? I could be in the spotlight all day. You know, everybody, Tashe, but it's like, it's about giving other people chances. Grind Never Stops Entertainment, that's why that was created. And actually, it was first created, Monica Burns, she was like, oh, and actually, that's been my best friend since like sixth grade. She was like, how about I create some merch for you, you know, as an artist? And I was like, how about we just turn it into a whole entertainment, you know? How about we put on for other artists as well, and not just for me? And she was like, oh, yeah. And we sat there and we brought the idea to reality. So, you know, it's been great. My team is great. My team is, they're so great. But you also got Anthony Tucker, man. Tux Visions Productions, that is my cameraman. He travels with me to most of my shows, you know, when he's available. It's been great, you know, working with him as well. Music videos, studio shots, all that. Anthony Tucker, that's somebody I call my brother too. But Justin Kirkpatrick, he is part of GNS as well. So that's my engineer. I think he'll always be my engineer. And really my goal is just to not just bring me up, but to bring me and my team up, you know, so we can all come up together. And I support my team individually and what they have going on too. So, yeah. But I love being a CEO, though. Like, I love it. But we all are leaders, right? Like, it's not just, like, me being a leader. It's, like, because if you're a good leader, you teach other people how to be leaders, right? So, like, my whole team, they all have leadership. And that's what I love about my team, is that we all support each other together or individually, so.
I love how you elaborated on, like, relationships and connections and bringing other people up. So, love to hear that.
Yeah, for sure.
What kind of artists do you bring in, like, as the CEO of Grind Never Stops? Like, is it all rap, all hip-hop?
We've brought in hip-hop, R&B. We've had, like, a few, like, surprise rock. I don't know if I'd call it rock. Maybe, like, rock rap type deal. But it's mostly hip-hop. We're definitely looking to, like, branch out to, like, rock, country, you know. Because if you're entertainment, you can bring in any type of artist you want, so But it's mostly hip-hop that we bring in, which is pretty dope.
And if someone is listening to this right now, how can they reach you?
Okay, so you can follow me on Instagram at TasheMusic330. Yeah, you follow me on Instagram.
And for you personally, how do you find artists?
Mainly my social media, Facebook, Instagram. Even, like, I found, like, artists on Snapchat, you know, as well. So any type of social media that I have is how I reach out to the artists that, you know, I bring on to our showcases.
And you talked about, like, your performances, too. So, like, Cleveland Agora and House of Blues. So really cool venues. So out of the venues, at least in Northeast Ohio, which one has been your favorite and why?
That's a good question. That's a really good question. I would say it was really cool to perform at the House of Blues, but I would have to say the Agora, because at the Agora I was opening up for like famous artists, right? So I think I would say the Agora for sure.
What kind of famous artists are there?
That's really cool. Okay, so you got like let me think. So that was like 2016, right? So you got like Jaron Benton, PNB Rock, rest in peace, PNB Rock. I did open up for Montana 300, which I'll be opening up for him again on Friday in Pittsburgh, so that's going to be dope. So I opened up for Montana 300. I think that's the biggest crowd that I've been in front of, and, like, it was packed. Like, it was super packed. But when I had opened up for Montana at that time, I did get to take a picture with him and talk with him, so it was pretty dope. And then it was so ironic how not too long after that, I actually did a song with Don D, which is one of Montana's team members on FGE. So yeah, it was pretty dope. It was pretty dope to connect.
Have you had a favorite performance or most memorable performance?
So I have performed at the Vault in Worcester when it was up. And I would say one of my favorite performances was at the Vault, just because of how people were like engaged with me and just rocking with me. Cause that's always a good feeling, you know, when like people are like dancing in the crowd and stuff. So I would say like, that's one of my favorite, you know, performances. And I performed at the Vault many a times. Yeah, I would say, like, definitely the Vault.
Very cool.
For sure.
Is there any upcoming events that you want to give a shout out or anything that we could tune into for everyone listening right now?
Yeah, so I was, like, talking about how I'll be opening up for Montana 300 Friday. Me and Anthony will be going to Pittsburgh. He'll be getting it all on camera.
Yeah, super excited.
Yeah, it's going to be dope. And then we're going to do some, like, work after that, like some mic drops after that in the city of Pittsburgh. So that's going to be cool. But, yeah, like, if everybody can just tune into my EP, Mission Statement 2, which is featuring Infinite Capacity, definitely follow Infinite Capacity on Instagram. But definitely tune in to Mission Statement 2 because that's our newest project, and I'm really trying to promote that.
Very awesome. Yeah. So you're definitely going to have to keep us updated. And thank you again for coming on here for Late Night Local Talent.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Thank you so much.